Matius pasal 2. Sesudah Yesus dilahirkan di Bethlehem di tanah Yudea pada zaman Raja Herodes, datanglah orang-orang Majus dari timur ke Yerusalem.
Chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Dan bertanya-tanya,
di manakah dia, raja orang Yahudi yang baru dilahirkan itu?
Kami telah melihat bintangnya di timur, dan kami datang untuk menyembah dia.
Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
Ketika Raja Herodes mendengar hal itu, terkejutlah ia beserta seluruh Yerusalem.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Maka dikumpulkannya semua imam kepala dan ahli Taurat bangsa Yahudi, lalu dimintanya keterangan dari mereka di mana Mesias akan dilahirkan.
When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
Mereka berkata kepadanya,
di Bethlehem di tanah Yudea, karena demikianlah ada tertulis dalam kitab Nabi.
And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet,
dan engkau, Bethlehem, tanah Yehuda, engkau sekali-kali bukanlah yang terkecil di antara mereka yang memerintah Yehuda, karena daripadamulah akan bangkit seorang pemimpin yang akan menggembalakan umatku Israel.
And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Lalu dengan diam-diam Herodes memanggil orang-orang Majus itu, dan dengan teliti bertanya kepada mereka bila mana bintang itu nampak.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
Kemudian, ia menyuruh mereka ke Bethlehem. Katanya,
pergi, dan selidikilah dengan seksama hal-hal mengenai anak itu. Dan segera sesudah kamu menemukan dia, kabarkanlah kepadaku, supaya aku pun datang menyembah dia.
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
Setelah mendengar kata-kata raja itu, berangkatlah mereka, dan lihatlah, bintang yang mereka lihat di timur itu mendahului mereka hingga tiba dan berhenti di atas tempat di mana anak itu berada.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Ketika mereka melihat bintang itu, sangat bersukacitalah mereka.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Maka masuklah mereka ke dalam rumah itu dan melihat anak itu bersama Maria, ibunya, lalu sujud menyembah dia. Mereka pun membuka tempat harta bendanya dan mempersembahkan persembahan kepadanya, yaitu emas, kemenyan, dan mur.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Dan karena diperingatkan dalam mimpi supaya jangan kembali kepada Herodes, maka pulanglah mereka ke negerinya melalui jalan lain.
And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Setelah orang-orang Majus itu berangkat, nampaklah malaikat Tuhan kepada Yusuf dalam mimpi dan berkata,
"Bangunlah, ambillah anak itu serta ibunya. Larilah ke Mesir dan tinggallah di sana sampai aku berfirman kepadamu. Karena Herodes akan mencari anak itu untuk membunuh dia."
And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him."
Maka Yusuf pun bangunlah, diambilnya anak itu serta ibunya malam itu juga, lalu menyingkir ke Mesir.
When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt.
Dan tinggal di sana hingga Herodes mati. Hal itu terjadi supaya genaplah yang difirmankan Tuhan oleh Nabi.
Dari Mesir kupanggil anakku.
And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son."
Ketika Herodes tahu bahwa ia telah diperdayakan oleh orang-orang Majus itu, ia sangat marah. Lalu, ia menyuruh membunuh semua anak di Bethlehem dan sekitarnya, yaitu anak-anak yang berumur 2 tahun ke bawah, sesuai dengan waktu yang dapat diketahuinya dari orang-orang Majus itu.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
Dengan demikian, genaplah firman yang disampaikan oleh Nabi Yeremia.
Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying,
"Terdengarlah suara di Rama, tangis dan ratap yang amat sedih. Rahel menangisi anak-anaknya, dan ia tidak mau dihibur, sebab mereka tidak ada lagi."
In Rama was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not.
Setelah Herodes mati, nampaklah malaikat Tuhan kepada Yusuf dalam mimpi di Mesir, katanya.
But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
"Bangunlah, ambillah anak itu serta ibunya, dan berangkatlah ke tanah Israel, karena mereka yang hendak membunuh anak itu sudah mati."
Egypt, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life."
Lalu Yusuf pun bangunlah, diambilnya anak itu serta ibunya, dan pergi ke tanah Israel.
And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel.
Tetapi setelah didengarnya bahwa Archelaus menjadi raja di Judea menggantikan Herodes ayahnya, ia takut ke sana, karena dinasihati dalam mimpi, "Pergilah Yusuf ke daerah Galilea."
But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee.
Setibanya di sana, ia pun tinggal di sebuah kota yang bernama Nazaret. Hal itu terjadi supaya genaplah firman yang disampaikan oleh nabi-nabi, bahwa ia akan disebut
orang Nazaret.
And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene."